And we have got Kiani Matatasipu on the line. Kia ora, Kiani. How are you?
Kia ora. I am freezing.
You're not alone. We are all cold at the moment. Hey, you're speaking to us a little bit about Matariki because it begins, the Māori New Year, begins on the 25th of June, so it's very soon. And I guess we wanted to chat to you a little bit to be asking you, what is Matariki for people who aren't familiar, maybe people who've just arrived in New Zealand or people who haven't ever really learned about it, Pākehā, who've gone through school systems and not really known much about it? What is Matariki?
So Matariki is described as the Māori New Year. It sort of marks the beginning of the Maramataka Māori, which is the Māori lunar calendar. And for some, it's a heralding star, so it's a star cluster, I should say. It's known commonly amongst Western cultures as the Pleiades star cluster. In Japan, they call it Subaru, and here in Aotearoa, we call it Matariki. So it signifies a new year, but it also signifies a time where we reflect on our past and remember those who have gone, and we also plan for our future.
And do all Māori celebrate Matariki, or is it different depending on your iwi or your hapu?
So for some iwi across the country, they will look at Matariki as the heralding star cluster for their new year. Mm-hmm. And for others, they will look at Puanga or Puaka, which is Rigel and Orion, and they will look at that as the New Year's star. So it just sort of depends where you are in the country and what your whakapapa
is. It comes from the story of Tawhiri Mate tearing out his eyes. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, a little bit dramatic.
Yeah.
So Rangi Nui is our sky father and Papa Tuanuku is our earth mother, and they were locked in an embrace and their children were between them. And the story goes that Tāne Mahuta, the god of the forest, separated his parents. Well, Tawhiri Mātea was not very happy about that. Tawhiri Mātea is the god of the wind and god of the weather. And so in protest and with his anger, he pulled out his eyes, crushed them and threw them across the sky. And that sort of represents the stars in the star cluster of Matariki, Mata o Te Ariki, being the eyes of God. So one of the stories of Matariki. The beauty of Māori culture is that there are different stories across the country that are about what Matariki means, the word Matariki. But I quite like that story.
I like that story too. I quite like the idea of someone having a massive tantrum but then creating these beautiful, beautiful stars for us as well.
Yeah.
So how can people celebrate Matariki, and how is it traditionally celebrated?
So there are different ways, and depending on where you are in the country, like in Auckland, for example, there's the Auckland-wide Matariki Festival, where there are hundreds of events. Most of them will be free, taking place right across the country, right across the city. And for some of those, it might be kai, it might be celebratory events, it'll be performances and theatre and art. And so there's lots of different ways that the city is celebrating Matariki. For whānau and for friends, what we do in my family is we gather together and we have a shared dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we think about and talk about those in our family who have passed on, whether that just be the year just gone or, from years ago. We'll have photos of those people joining us for dinner. My grandmother was a weaver, and my auntie is also a weaver, and so they weave stars. And we sort of have those on our dinner table, and we come together really just to be together and to set our intentions for the year ahead. I know that there are dawn ceremonies that take place, and you can walk up one of our maunga at dawn and try and look for the Matariki star cluster.
Hope for a clear night then.
yeah. And traditionally, lots of people have celebrated, or lots of Māori have celebrated Matariki in different ways. Some of them, it's quite a spiritual time, and so in the middle of the night they might be doing chants or incantations, talking to their tupuna. For others, it's about harvesting kumara. It does vary, but if you're in Auckland, or even if you're in Wellington, there are there are city-wide festivals that take place that you can go and be a part of different events.
Fantastic. Sounds like lots of ways you can celebrate Matariki. You've also written about this for the spin-off as well. So if people want to find out more, they can go check out the article that you've written there, or you can go to Te Wānanga or Aotearoa. They've got a really good podcast about it as well with Dr. Rangi Matamua. Thank you so much, Kiani, for speaking with us this morning.
No worries. You have a great day and enjoy Matariki. You will be able to see the star cluster between the 25th of June and the 3rd of July. So I really do encourage people to try and get out and have a look at it because it is quite spectacular.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. We'll speak to you soon. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you again to Kiani Matatasipu for speaking to us about Matariki this morning. Someone's also just texted in to say that Rangi Matamua has a really fantastic book on Matariki as well, which you can read. Also, our very own Tu Whenua Roa has done a really good little segment on Matariki, and you can find that in the podcasts, the B-casts for the news crew as well,